Hello everybody, welcome to this week's gaming news update with me, your host, Jordan for the day. Now, we've recently come out of E3 and that of course is exciting. We've got lots of gaming news to run through, so I'll best run through some of my favourite highlights from E3. Fallout 4 VR. From what Bethesda showed at their showcase, they are loving VR this year, with two titles entirely playable in VR, with Fallout 4 and Doom. Now, from what I saw from Fallout 4, it's very interesting. You've got to reload your weapons, you can pick up, and the settlement building system actually looks good for once, which was surprising. Doom, on the other hand, oh, I can't wait to get in there and slay some demons, you know? From what I saw, the VR technology that they've used is very sophisticated in the sense that, like, in Fallout 4, the weapons have got loads of moving parts and things. And there was this one point where he had a Gatling laser, and he put the fusion core in, like, with his VR hand, which I thought was amazing. Now, things like this are, of course, cool, because it's VR, you know, you get to live the game. And Fallout 4 and Skyrim and things like that are things that you just want to live. Doom, I don't get why they've made this VR. It was good enough as it is. I understand they're trying to reinvigorate the player base and bring them back a bit, but yeah. The Doom VR, you don't play as the Doom Marine or Blazkowicz. Instead, you play as like a little drone that has to control like other units and move them around and stuff, which I thought was cool. You know, it's a deviation from the main storyline, so I guess we'll see where it goes. Ubisoft are back in the game industry. That's something I never wanted to say again. Assassin's Creed Origins. See, here's where I'm at an impasse, because I enjoy Ubisoft games, but after the For Honor crash, with 95% of the For Honor player base leaving to play other games, I've got no hope. The weapons, armor, and, you know, buildings and everything are historically accurate, which means that they've put a lot of detail into this game, but yeah. Now, if you don't know about Assassin's Creed Origins, it is the next Assassin's Creed game that has been in development for 2 years now. It's set in ancient Egypt, with, of course, it's meant, I think from what I saw from the gameplay and the title, it's meant to be the start of the Assassin's Brotherhood, which could be cool to explore as an idea. But still, it's not worth getting excited for, and don't expect Ubisoft to deliver an amazing game. BioWare, they still exist. Anthem is their new IP. Imagine Destiny, but with mechs. Yeah. That sounds fun. The gameplay trailer was, of course, nice, but we all know what developers are like these days with Ubisoft downgrades and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully the development company at BioWare, the people working on Anthem, have a good idea, because the game looked to be like a free open world game. It reminded me of Ghost Recon Wildlands somewhat, mixed with Destiny, which was cool. But overall, I'm quite excited for Anthem, and I think I definitely will pick it up. Sea of Thieves. Now, me and my dad were talking about this the other night, and honestly, it's so exciting. Like, we've wanted to play a pirate game for so long, and the company behind Sea of Thieves has just hit the nail on the head. It's an open world game where you can ride your own ship, find your own treasure, dig your own treasure, put your own treasure, hide it. You can live on the open seas as a pirate. Now, I've got a crew of like 10 people prepared to run my ship, because we've been delegated as me as the captain. And like, if you can make a game and you can have your player base so excited that they're already preparing how to play it, then you've designed your trailers and everything right. So hats off to Sea of Thieves, and everyone, you need to pick up this game. Wolfenstein 2. Not much to say here. It's just a Nazi killing contest, really. And I've got the highest score. The Wolfenstein 2 trailer seems to be, I think, a prologue or an epilogue. I couldn't tell, because I don't follow the story of Wolfenstein. If you do, then that's cool. But overall, it just looks to be another crazy, over-the-top action game, which, honestly, we need more of, because these games today with over-the-top storylines and different, you know, mechanics and everything thrown in your face, just give us a simple game where I can grab a chainsaw and just tear people apart. Thanks, developers. After a long stretch of being referred to as Project Scorpio, Microsoft have finally announced the final name for its mega console as part of the E3 2017 press conference. Sorry about that. The company revealed that revealed many new details about the system, including its name, which is now named the Xbox One X. It is the most powerful console to date, as you will know. And I'll just rerun the specs here. Equipped with an 8-core CPU, 6 teraflop GPU, 12 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM, the Xbox One X will render 4K resolution, perform super sampling on 1080p displays. It is also the smallest form factor for an Xbox console yet. Now, what this basically means is, on your console, if you were to buy an Xbox One S, the first thing you would notice is the fact that it's small and it's quiet, surprisingly. Compared to, for example, I've had my Xbox 360 since 2005, and that thing still runs like a dream. I've had my Xbox One since day one, and from what I can see, the Xbox One X even is smaller than both of them, is 100 times more powerful, and will run easier, use less power, and surprisingly be rather cheap. The pricing point for the UK is £450. That's only £50 more than I actually bought my Xbox One for, so well done, Microsoft. Now, that's all that's really important that's come out of E3 this year, I'll have to say. This is going to be a shorter episode, of course, because I don't have Sunny with me, but if you've got any questions or want to share anything you're excited about over this E3, check out my email, which is jordan@accessradio.biz, J-O-R-D-O-N. Check me out on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/monosbeats. I update every week. And I will see you all next week. Thanks for tuning in.